Well, good morning. We are starting this morning a little bit different. I have a couple of announcements to make you aware of, and then we'll have a minute of silence and then our call to worship. The first thing to make you aware of is something that we've been telling you about through our emails, and it's been in the lobby for the past month, but wanted to make sure that we said something about it here because of its importance, and that is that we are receiving officer nominations this month. We've extended that until the 24th of November. But let me tell you what this involves. There's a brochure out there that tells you about the office of elder and the office of deacon for you to take and read, and also gives instructions about nomination, and then there's a nomination form out there as well. And you can nominate using this form and putting it in the offering basket, or you can send an email as this nomination form instructs you. Last academic year, we had our most fruitful nomination and training and ordaining process for elders that we've and deacons that we've ever had. And so we're asking that you would continue to pray and think and make this year to build on that. It's a vital part of who we are as a people and what we need moving forward. So let me ask every member of this church if you would this week give prayer and thought and act on the nomination process for the office of elder and deacon. Everything that you need is in the lobby at the resource desk. And the other thing to make you aware of, some of you may have received this in the mail this week. It's Cost of Ministries, Rewards of Generosity. This month, we are going to be taking 5 minutes out of each service to talk with you a little bit about stewardship. And so today, we'll talk about the Bible's teaching on money. Next week, you'll hear about where Christ's community is. The following week, where we are going. And then the last week in November, you'll hear a testimony from someone about their giving and how God has worked in their lives and some ways of helping that we want to offer. So my charge is the first week, and I'm going to talk about the teaching that the Bible has on money. We're going to look at the teaching on money through the grid that the Bible's organized around: creation, fall, redemption, and restoration, and just to think about money through those lenses. First, creation. The idea is that God made everything. David was praying once before the people of Israel, and he said to them, "You own everything. You own wealth and honor. Everything that we give to you in our offerings comes from your hand." So the Bible's teaching is that God owns everything, and there's at least a couple of things that flow from that, and one is that whatever you have is a gift. Whatever you have is a gift. You may have studied, you may have passed tests, you may have made wise investments, what have you. You did all of those things with the faculties and strength that God provided, and so everything that we have is a gift. Secondly, that those things don't cease to be God's once they come under our administration. And so the way the Bible speaks about us and our things is in terms of like an investment manager. It's not our stuff, it is God's, and we're called to wisely steward those resources. God owns everything. Now, and that means everything, not just the first one-tenth of our income. There's no question the Bible says that a good starting place is for all Christians to return a tenth of their income to the local church, but it also speaks about how we steward all of our lives and all of our resources. So it's not simply that first tenth that God's caring about. The third thing to note about God being the creator of all things is that greed is not just being a little stingy. The Bible actually refers to it as robbing from God. In the Old Testament, when speaking about giving to God and not doing so, it says that you are God says, you are robbing from me. So we have to deal with that reality that though God isn't short on cash, he cares when we rob from him. So creation, fall. What impact does the fall have on our money? Well, it has the same impact on our money that it has on many things in life, like relationships and like our vocation and like our recreation. And that is this, we start to look to it to do things that it cannot do for us. The Bible talks in terms of us making an idol out of money. Jesus said, it's so hard for rich people to enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus's definition of rich and the world's definition of rich would be different from ours. They would say anybody who lives between the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, north of Mexico and south of Canada, is rich. And they're right, historically and geographically speaking. So it's hard for us to enter the kingdom of God because of what we have. And the Bible also says that the love of money puts people in great danger. And so our hearts, which are constantly jonesing for excitement, security, and meaning, we will look to anything and we will look to money and the things that it offers and put our faith there for excitement, for meaning, for security. And when we do that, our hearts shrivel and become less than what they're made to be. And so the Bible speaks in terms of that money being all of God's and creation fall, we mess it up just like we mess up everything. And yet Christ has come to redeem us and to redeem all of life. And so in redemption, Jesus purchases us. And in Corinthians, Paul says that Jesus became poor so that we might, through his poverty, become rich. And so the teaching of the Bible is that our generosity flows out of an understanding of Jesus' generosity to us on the cross. The image is that when we are basking in and believing the generosity of Jesus towards us, then from us flows a generous heart. And when we don't find a generous heart flowing, there's something clogging up our view or experience of the love of God in Christ. And so it is for us to look upon the cross and to see the generosity of Jesus. Therein lies the secret to a generous heart. And that's what we seek to pursue here all of the time. Restoration. Jesus is making all things new. And the all things that he is making new includes us. If you are in Christ, there is a day coming when you will ooze generosity, when you will not feel like you have to watch your own back, but you will have a generosity oozing from you. What Jesus invites you and me towards in our handling of money now is to taste of what he is building in us forever. That kind of freedom, that kind of joy, that kind of God-likeness with the way that we steward our stuff. So God owns it all. We tend to mess it up. He sent his son. He's going to make everything right. Let's enter into the rightness now. And that's, in brief, what the Bible says about money. May God give you and me grace this month as we think about his teaching on money and our relationship with our resources.